I tell life what it needs to know. I tell life what it needs to know. I'm in charge. I'm in charge of telling life what it needs to know. I'm in charge of telling life what I expect to have out of it. I'm in charge of every thought that goes through my mind, every attitude that goes through my heart. I am in charge. I'm in charge. And it's about time I take charge. I tell life what it needs to know. I tell life I am divine. I am divine. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am divine. I am divine. And what does divine mean? Divine means that it is its ideal, original purity and integrity, its ideal purpose, its ideal thought. It's the reason that it came forth. Our body didn't come forth on this earth to be a limited body. It came forth to be an ideal body. It came forth to be a fulfilled body in every glorious, wonderful, fantastic, magnificent way. But it's up to me to proclaim it at all times. No matter what the condition may happen in the world around me, I say, I am divine. No matter what the condition is in the world about me that says something is less than perfect, I say, I am divine. I am wonderful. I am fabulous. I am glorious. I am divine. And if I don't say it, who will? Well, you know who will? Everybody in the world will say this, because everybody in the world tells them their life what it needs to know. I am divine, and I am wonderful, and I am happy, and I am fulfilled, and I am glorious in every way. I tell life what it needs to know, because it is listening to me. It is waiting upon what I'm going to tell it. It's waiting upon what I am going to claim as my allness in life, what I'm going to claim as my reality. I am unconditional love. Well, I've always enjoyed that very much. I know I am unconditional. My life is unconditional love. My life is always looking at everybody and everything as beautiful and good. My life is always looking at everything in my world and telling everything in my world that it is fantastic and it is loving and it is so loving. And I don't know anything that's not loving. It's so loving. All life is loving. I tell life what it needs to know. It needs to know that it's loving. It needs to know that it's unconditional love. My life, all of life, needs to know that what it is so beautiful, so fabulous, so wonderful, so glorious, so outstanding. It is just magnificent. I am unconditional love. That's what I tell my life. I am unconditional love. I am peace, and I am love, and I am joy, and I am unconditional love. And it's a wonderful feeling to be unconditional love. It's a wonderful feeling to know that unconditional love is what I truly, truly, truly am. I am unconditional love. I am joy. I am peace. I am goodness. I am unconditional love. Oh, how grand that is. And as unconditional love, everything I look at in my world is glorious. Everything I look at in my world is fabulous. Everything I look at in my world is magnificent. I am unconditionally loving, and I am unconditional love. I am a perfect body. You know that? I am a perfect body. I tell life what it needs to know, and me as life knows that it's a perfect body. This is my original purity, my original integrity. This is how I formed myself from the very beginning, from the very outset of what my life is, from the very first thought, my original purity and integrity, my original thought, my original being, my original self, my original, I tell life what it needs to know. Life needs to know that it is my original being. It is my original purity and my original integrity. It is that which I am and always was and always will be. It is that which is eternal, immortal, forever, everlasting. It's not necessarily my human life. My human life obviously is fantastic because my human life is a reflection of my divine life. My human life is just a game I'm playing here. It's a dimensional game. And I play this dimensional game on this planet, on this plane, where I am. And where I am, every step of the way, I am being my divine self. Every step of the way, I am being perfect. Every step of the way, I am in my perfect body. Every step of the way. It doesn't matter how many steps there are. It doesn't matter how many dimensions I live on, and they are infinite. It doesn't matter what I'm doing on any one of these dimensions. Everything that I'm doing it in a perfect body. I'm doing it in a perfect expression. I'm doing it in a perfect outpicturing. Because that is who I am. That is my reality. That is what makes me what I am. I am a perfect body. I'm a perfect human body. I'm a perfect body on any dimension I may exist. I am that perfect formed body. When I look at life here on planet Earth, I say, what would a perfect body be? What would a perfect life be? What would a perfect being be? Well, he would be happy. He would be fulfilled. Every organ, action, function of this body would be operating in its perfect manner. It would be able to levitate, teleport. It'd be able to know all things because it is all things right now. It would be that which it is, and it would know it. Now, I have told myself I cannot do things to a point. Now, that's all past. No longer am I going to ever say I cannot do things because I do all things, and I do them now. And I do them wonderfully now. I do them happily now. I do them joyfully now. I do them perfectly now. I am a perfect body. And you know, with a perfect body, it's a happy body too. Oh yes, a very happy body. It's a very happy, perfect body. And as a perfect, happy body, what's it doing? It is doing all that is beautiful and good. A perfect, happy, beautiful body is always being happy. It's always being happy. It's always being wonderful. It's always feeling that all is in divine, in perfect divine, always in divine order. I am happy. Yes, I'm so happy. When I look at my dog, I smile. When I look at my associates, I smile. When I look at my family, I smile. When I look at my world, I smile. When I look at anything at all, I smile. I am so happy. I'm happy about everything. I am fulfilled about everything. I'm joyous about everything. And to be happy means that I open my heart to be aware of all that's going on in my wonderful world. To be aware of all that's going on in this wonderful life that I live. To be aware that I am that I am. To be aware and know that all is in divine order now. All is in wonderful divine order now. Be happy, be aware, and know that now. I am eternally fulfilled. Wow! I am eternally fulfilled. Eternally fulfilled in every aspect of my being. Now, there are thousands, infinite number of dimensions, and that's interesting. But the most interesting dimension right now is the one that I'm living on as a human being. And I am a wonderful human being. I am a fulfilled human being. I am a divine human being. I am a glorious human being. And as this fulfilled, divine, glorious human being, I am living now as the most beautiful being that could ever be. Because I like me. I am eternally fulfilled. I am immortally fulfilled. And all is in divine order right now. And how glorious that is. How wonderful that is. How good that is. I love you. I love you. I love you.